prescribing pattern in diabetic outpatients in a tertiary care teaching hospital in Nepal. Introduction. Diabetes is a chronic disease affecting nearly 6% of the world population. It is associated with abnormal carbohydrate, protein, and lipid metabolism. In Nepal, the incidence of diabetes and impaired fasting glycemia was found to be 14.6% and 9.1% respectively in people aged 20 years and above in urban and 2.5% and 1.3% in rural areas. The management of type 1 diabetes depends on insulin mainly, whereas the management of type 2 diabetes is mainly managed using oral hypoglycemic agents, that is OHAs. Diabetes, if uncontrolled, leads to severe acute and chronic complications. The chronic complications of diabetes make it necessary to prescribe drugs for these patients lifelong. Moreover, a good number of diabetes patients suffer from cardiovascular diseases such as hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and ischemic heart diseases. This further necessitates a polypharmacy in these patients. In Nepal, several problems in drug use patterns have been reported. This includes use of irrational combinations, excessive prescription of multivitamins, use of antibiotics in viral infections, etc. Often the chronically ill patients like the diabetic patients suffer from multiple diseases and hence are prescribed multiple drugs. Moreover, irrational prescribing can lead to an increase in the cost of drug therapy, which may lead to non-adherence. A study from the US of A reported that about 1.3 million adults with disabilities did not take their medications as prescribed because of cost, and as a result, more than half reported health problems. In diabetes, the complications can be prevented only if the patient maintains strict glycemic control. Carrying out a drug utilization study can provide valuable information to the researchers, policymakers, and the drug and therapeutics committee members to determine the drug use pattern. During our literature review, we could not locate such a study from South Asia. Hence, the present study was carried out with the following objective. 1. To study the demographic details of diabetic patients. 2. To study the pattern of drug prescribing among diabetic outpatients. 3. To calculate the mean cost of prescription. And 4. To analyze the prescriptions as per the International Network of Rational Use of Drugs by World Health Organization, that is INRUD, WHO indicators. Methodology. Study type, cross-sectional study. Study site, outpatient pharmacy, that is OPP, Manipal Teaching Hospital, Pokhara, Nepal. Study duration. The study was carried out from 22nd August to 7th December 2006. Inclusion and exclusion criteria. All the diabetes patients who visited the OPP during the study period were enrolled in the study. In case of a diabetic patient who has not taken medicines from our OPP, these patients were excluded. Operational modality. Patients were enrolled in the study after getting a verbal informed consent. Patients were interviewed by the researchers based on the study objectives. The details were entered in the structured patient profile form. Result analysis. The filled patient profile form was analyzed for various parameters like age distribution and gender of patients, duration of diabetes, concurrent illness, family history of diabetes, number of drugs per prescription, average number of drugs prescribed, therapeutic category of drugs, class of anti-diabetes, types of insulin preparations used, dosage form, duration of therapy, and the prescribing indicators. The results. Altogether, 182 patients were enrolled in the study. The demographic details. Males were 103, that is 56.59%, and females were 79, that is 43.41%. Among these patients, the greatest number were in the age group 51 to 60 years, that is 69, which made 37.91%. This was followed by 61 to 70 years, that is number 40, 21.98%, and 41 to 50 years, number 31, that is 17.03%, 31 to 40 years, that is 13.7.1%, 21 to 30 years, 3, that is 1.65%, less than 10 years, 1, that is 0.55%, and more than 70 years, 25, that is 13.74%. The mean plus or minus SD age of the patients was 56.9 plus or minus 12.55 years. The duration of diabetes, N is equal to 182. Among the study population, 128 patients, that is 70.33%, had a diabetic history of less than 5 years. This was followed by 6 to 10 years in 41 patients, that is 22.53%, and 11 to 15 years in 6 patients, 3.3%, 16 to 20 years in 6 patients, 3.3%, and more than 20 years in 1 patient, 0.55%. Coexisting illness. Among the 182 patients, 136, that is 74.72%, had at least one coexisting illness during the study period. There were a total of 177 illnesses in these 136 patients. The detail regarding the coexisting illness of the study patients is shown in table oblique figure 1. Family history of diabetes. Among the study population, 1, that is 0.55%, had both the parents suffering from diabetes. 2, 1.1% had their father alone, and 3, 1.65% had their mother alone suffering from diabetes. The details regarding the family history of 163, that is 89.56 patients, were not available. Number of drugs per prescription, that is N is equal to 182. Among the study patients, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 drugs were prescribed. In 12, 6.59%, 39, 21.43%, 35, 19.23%, 40, 21.98%, 26, 14.29%, and 17, 9.34% patients respectively. More than 6 drugs were prescribed in 13, that is 7.14% patients. The average number of drugs per prescription was 3.76. Therapeutic category of drugs prescribed. Altogether, 685 drugs were prescribed in the study population. Anti-diabetics were the commonest class of drugs, accounting for 314, that is 45.84% of the total drugs. The details regarding the therapeutic category of drugs prescribed are listed in table oblique figure 2. Class of antidiabetics. Among the various antidiabetics, biguanides were the common class of drugs, accounting for 161, that is 51.27% of the total antidiabetics, followed by sulfonylureas, 111, that is 35.3%, insulin, 25, that is 7.96%, thiazolidinones, 15, that is 4.78%, meglitinides, and alpha-glucosidase inhibitors, 1, that is 0.32%. Type of insulin prescribed, N is equal to 25. Among the various insulin preparations, insulin 30/70 was prescribed in 24, that is 96% patients, and insulin human mixtard in 1, 4% patient. Duration of drug therapy, 23, that is 3.36% drugs were prescribed up to 7 days, 23, 3.36% for 8 to 14 days, and 23, 3.36% for 15 to 21 days, 282, that is 41.17% for 29 to 35 days, 5, that is 0.73% for 43 to 49 days, 303, that is 44.23% for 57 to 63 days, and 26, 3.80% for 85 to 91 days. The mean plus or minus SD duration of the drugs was 43.69 plus or minus 19.62 days. Dosage form. Majority of the drugs were prescribed in oral dosage form, 650, that is 94.89%, followed by parenteral, that is 28, 4.09%, inhalation, 4, that is 0.58%, and topical, 3.44% preparations. The average cost of prescription. The average cost per prescription was found to be NPR, that is 1,156.15, equivalent to US dollars 16.17. The details regarding the cost of prescriptions are listed in table oblique figure 3. Cost distribution among the antidiabetics. Antidiabetic medications constituted 58.93% of the total cost of medications. Insulin was the antidiabetic drug responsible for the highest percentage of the cost incurred on antidiabetics. The details regarding the cost distribution among the antidiabetic drugs is listed in table oblique figure 4. Prescribing indicators. The analysis as per INRUD/WHO indicators is listed in table oblique figure 5. The discussion. Diabetes is a chronic disease requiring lifelong treatment. Although lifestyle modifications play an important role in diabetes management, drugs become unavoidable in many patients. This study analyzed the prescription pattern in diabetic patients attending outpatient departments in a Nepalese hospital. The average number of drugs per prescription was found to be 3.76. Biguanides were the most commonly prescribed antidiabetics. Majority of the drugs were prescribed in oral dosage form. Antidiabetic medications accounted for more than half of the total prescription cost. In this study, we found a higher incidence of diabetes among elderly patients, with a high incidence in the age group 51 to 60 years. The mean plus or minus ST age of the patients in this study was 56.9 plus or minus 12.55 years. A study from Netherlands had reported an average of 67 years. Another study from Spain reported an average of 60.5 plus or minus 12.8 years. This study reported a lower age of patients as compared to other studies. In general, elderly patients are at greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes mellitus, DM. The duration of the diabetes plays an important role in diabetes management. In patients with a long duration of diabetes, tight glycemic control results in a lesser incidence of complications. In the present study, nearly two-thirds of the patients had a diabetic history of less than 5 years. A study from Spain reported the mean duration of diabetes as 11.8 plus or minus 8 years. Patients with a long duration of diabetes are at a higher risk of developing complications. Among the various complications, cardiovascular complications pose a major threat. In this study, hypertension accounted for 70.62% of the total complications seen in the diabetic patients. Once patients are diagnosed to have cardiovascular complications, multiple drugs are required for their management. Polypharmacy is associated with a higher cost, increased risk of side effects, drug interactions, and non-compliance. One should be especially aware of the drug interactions between antidiabetics and antihypertensive drugs. Drugs like beta blockers and ACE inhibitors can interact with antidiabetic drugs. Beta blockers are known to mask the symptoms of hypoglycemia if taken with insulin. Similarly, ACE inhibitors are known to have a hypoglycemic effect. In post-marketing studies, hypoglycemia has been reported in patients taking ramipril and concomitant hypoglycemic agents or insulin. If prescribed simultaneously, the patients should be counseled regarding the possible risk of hypoglycemia. Depression was responsible for 6.21% of the concurrent complications in our patients. In general, diabetes patients are at a higher risk of developing depression. Studies suggest that diabetes doubles the risk of depression. These patients are more vulnerable to miss their medications and the possibility of non-adherence is very high. Moreover, certain antidepressants such as tricyclic antidepressants, that is TCAs, are known to cause cardiovascular complications and hence the doctor should be careful while prescribing antidepressants to these patients. According to one study, the use of higher dose of TCAs was associated with an increased risk of sudden cardiac death. In our study, antidepressants accounted for 1.75% of the total drugs prescribed. The average number of drugs per prescription was 3.76. In general, due to multiple diseases, diabetes patients are at a greater risk of polypharmacy. Previous studies from our hospital have identified lacunae in drug use pattern in the hospital. Overuse of vitamins was also observed. In the study, vitamins accounted for only 2.92% of the drugs. This is a positive effect. While prescribing vitamins, one must be cautious. Recently, concern has been raised regarding the risk of bleeding due to vitamin E. Analgesic and anti-inflammatory drugs accounted for 1.31% of the total drugs. The prescriber should be aware of the interaction between OHAs and non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, that is NSAIDs. Concurrent use of NSAIDs and sulfonylureas may result in an increased risk of hypoglycemia. In this study, antidiabetic drugs accounted for 45.84% of the total drugs prescribed. Among the antidiabetics, biguanides accounted for 51.27% of the drugs, followed by sulfonylureas, that is 35.35%, and insulin, 7.96%. A study from Taiwan reported sulfonylureas as the most common drug class, followed by biguanides. A similar finding was made by UN and co-workers. The choice of antidiabetic depends on the type of patients, their concurrent illness, cost factors as well as the availability of medicines. In general, metformin is considered as a safer drug in terms of hypoglycemia and hence to be preferred in our setup. Moreover, the cost of metformin is very low, thus making it affordable by the patients in economically weak countries like Nepal. In this study, insulin was prescribed in 7.96% of the patients. A study from Spain reported that 25.3% of the patients were prescribed insulin. However, the Spanish study has a good number of type 1 diabetes patients. In this study, there were no type 1 diabetes patients. In general, there were several limitations for prescribing insulin in our setup. The major problems are the cost, difficulty in injecting the drugs, risk of hypoglycemia, etc. In our hospital, however, a medication counseling center is located adjacent to the outpatient pharmacy where patients are counseled by qualified pharmacists regarding the use of insulin syringes and insulin pen, among other devices. The study found that 94.89% of the drugs were prescribed in oral dosage form. This is a good prescribing habit. Oral dosage forms can definitely play an important role in improving patient adherence to treatment. Moreover, these days, modified drug delivery systems have been introduced in the market with an objective of increasing patient adherence. In our hospital, once daily, metformin is available. The cost of drug therapy is a cost for non-adherence. The average prescription cost was NPR 1156.15, that is $16.17. We found that anti-diabetic drugs accounted for 58.93% of the total prescription cost. In a study by Wu et al., anti-diabetic drugs accounted for 45% of the total drug cost and anti-hypertensive accounted for 39% of the total drug cost. The cost of prescription is important in chronic diseases like diabetes. One of the better approaches to decrease the prescription cost is to prescribe cheaper brands. A study from Nepal reported a huge variation in cost among brands of a particular drug. Also in India, huge variation in cost of anti-diabetic medications have been documented. A similar finding has been seen in other developing countries. Thus, there is a huge scope in reducing the prescription cost by prescribing cheaper alternatives. However, while choosing cheaper brands, one should keep in mind the quality of the brands. In our hospital, drugs are selected by the Drug and Therapeutic Committee and a drug list is prepared. The prescribers are instructed to prescribe the drugs from the list. This allows the pharmacist to procure cheaper brands. The doctors prescribe drugs by generic name. In our study, we found that 47.45% of the drugs to be prescribed by generic name and 98% from the hospital drug list. The implications of this study. This study was the first of its kind in South Asia to study the utilization pattern of anti-diabetic drugs in a hospital. Thus, the study had provided a baseline data regarding the prescribing pattern in diabetes patients. Since diabetes is a common problem in South Asia and prescription cost is one of the major reasons for non-adherence to drug therapy, there is a need to prescribe cheaper alternatives for these patients. This study has provided a scope for further research in this area. Limitations. Our study had a few limitations. The diabetes patients admitted in the hospital were not included in the study. The diabetic patient who did not buy their medicines from our OPP were also excluded. Moreover, our study was done for a short period of time and the number of patients studied was low. And similar studies covering large number of patients are needed to confirm our findings. Conclusion. The study was successful in studying the prescribing pattern of anti-diabetics in Nepalese teaching hospital. The study found the incidence of polypharmacy in diabetes patients to be high. The prescription cost can be reduced by choosing cheaper brands, and the hospital DTC has a major role in improving the prescribing habits in the diabetes patients as well as in procuring economic brands for the hospital. There is also a huge scope for improving prescribing by generic name.